Although Secretary Powell said this week that the U.S. is committed to a non-nuclear Korean peninsula, North Korea may have already made that hope outdated. Gary Mulholland is director of the Wisconsin Project on Nuclear Arms Control. He joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Is there any way of putting this genie back in the bottle where North Korea is concerned? Have they just become a nuclear power?
Our intelligence folks estimate that they have enough plutonium for one or two nuclear weapons. And they also estimate that the plutonium has actually been built into warheads. That's different from having six or seven nuclear warheads, which will occur if nothing happens to stop that event from occurring, possibly as early as this fall. Mm-hmm. If the North Koreans begin to extract the plutonium from some spent fuel rods they now have over the summer, then it will essentially triple the number of nuclear warheads we think they have. And that's a serious change.
Help us understand the depth of that change, the seriousness, Mr. Mulholland, both in terms of what kind of weaponry they could have, when, and how it might actually be used or conveyed to somebody who would use it.
If we postulate the existence of five or six or seven nuclear warheads of which we don't know the location, then we will have literally begun to live in a new period of history where a bomb could go off in a city anywhere in the world and its provenance could not be identified. It makes deterrence with our giant military industrial complex obsolete and really leaves us vulnerable to attack from anyone to whom the North Koreans could decide to sell a warhead.
What do you think of the administration's renewed argument that this is why a missile defense system is necessary?
The bomb that's going to go off, if it does, will not arrive by a missile. The North Koreans would have to fire a series of tests, long range, thousands of miles, and watch where those missiles come down to have any confidence that they could hit a city in North America. It's much easier to put together a dedicated group to smuggle a bomb in and set it off somewhere.
Is there any military option? Is there any such a thing as a precision strike at North Korea's nuclear capacity that would deprive them of the kind of capability you're sketching out?
Yes, there is. The North Koreans are dependent upon one factory to put the plutonium they have into weapon-usable form. If we destroy that factory, which we could do tomorrow, they can't build those five extra bombs. The question is whether doing that is feasible in light of what the North Koreans would probably do in response.
Which you think would be what?
There's a high risk that they would begin to shell Seoul with probably chemical warheads, and we'd be looking at thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of casualties, and a war with the United States immediately, which doesn't seem to me that we're prepared to fight.
Mr. Mulholland, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Gary Mulholland is director of the Wisconsin Project on Nuclear Arms Control.